speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
And are there different levels of punishment and reward in heaven? The Scripture tells us that every soul will be judged fairly by the divine standard. John chapter 12 and verse 28, Jesus Himself said that His words would judge man in the final day. We alluded to a few moments ago, Romans chapter 2 and verse 16, the Scripture will be the standard that God lays before us in the day of judgment. And the Scripture also teaches that we will give an account of all of our deeds whenever we stand in the presence of God. The Scripture also asserts that every Christian will be rewarded, note the context here, of Matthew 16 and verse 27, as well as Romans chapter 2, verses 5 through 7. Every Christian, every faithful Christian will be rewarded according to his or her deeds. The deeds that we do in this life need to be centered in and around the Scripture. And as we perform the works of God while we live here, those works will not only be called into judgment, but according to what our Lord Himself taught, and the Apostle Paul later on, is that the reward that we receive will be based out of our deeds or out of our works. So, having said that, there will be some sort of a standard of reward in judgment or in the eternal realm. Well, what will that level or degree of reward be? I'm one who believes that in part it will be mental. In this, I believe that you and I will rejoice greatly because we are able to spend eternity in heaven with God. Mature Christians will, I believe, have a greater sense of understanding of what it is that we have received in that because of the life that we lived here, and therefore, I believe that that also will factor in. The Scripture, in like figure, teaches that some will suffer greater than others in hell. Matthew chapter 11, verses 21 through 24, as well as, I want to draw your attention to 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 19 through 21. How will these individuals suffer greater punishment in hell in comparison to somebody else in hell? Again, I think that we're dealing with, at least in part, mental anguish. Take into consideration a Christian who walks away from God. Well, that individual once was saved, and then they departed from God. They fell from grace. And not only are they aware of that today, I think that they will carry that on with them in the eternal realm. And that individual who fell from the grace of God, I truly, unless somebody can show me otherwise, I truly believe that they will have that anguish thinking back to the time where they could have been saved eternally, but now they're lost eternally because of their actions. And I think that in part that will be their greater punishment in eternity.